The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com. If you follow me online, I was talking about it. I was going to talk to a certain young lady from the hit series Gotham. I got her on the phone. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, what's up?
So it's
thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I know that you're like a super villain on TV and you're all busy and everything. I'm a big fan of the show of Gotham, and I saw online there's a lot of talk of like she's the first female Firefly, and
yeah,
and I'm just gonna let you know I'm a big fan of, you know, the Adam West old school Batman, you know, the Christopher Nolan, all that good stuff, and I'm not gonna lie, I am not familiar with your villain character from the comics or anything like that, so just to give you some just to calm you down a little bit, if there was any nervousness about me being one of those guys that's like, it's supposed to be a guy, I'm gonna let you know now, Firefly is a girl in my eyes. Okay,
thanks, that's awesome.
You are Firefly. So if anybody comes at me and says it's supposed to be a guy, I'm be like, shut up, Michelle is Firefly to me. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
So how was the process getting a show like Gotham?
It was pretty simple. I mean, I was auditioning a ton for the show for a bunch of different parts, and this just happened to be the one that fit best, I guess. And when they offered it to me, I didn't know that I was going to be playing a villain because the character's name was just Bridget, and
right,
the character description was just that she was a young girl who was timid and meek who eventually found her way.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I went to my costume fitting that they were like putting this suit on me, and I was like, I think you have the wrong actor, and they were like, no honey, you are a super villain.
Wow.
So it was all a surprise to me, but I immediately started researching the different incarnations, but the writers and stuff clued me in, and they told me that they wanted to do their own take on it, and they wanted it to be a female. So it was really exciting and also daunting because this was pretty much my first big TV job. So it was the first time that I was on a set like that and first time that I got to play a role like that. So it was all really exciting, and I think I came out the other end a better actress and a better woman, I think, and it was exciting to get to represent minority women in this character as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. So did you, were you nervous? Like when you were doing the research, were you like, wait a second, this is supposed to be a guy?
Yes. Yes, I was really nervous. And actually when the announcement came out that I was going to play it, I got some mixed reviews. Some people were really excited about it. Some people were not. As you said, there are some diehard DC Comics fans who want it to be the way it is in the comics.
Right.
But I think it's good to have both. I think it's good that some people didn't like it because it forced people to have a conversation about it. And I think it's important that women are being cast in roles like these because they can. I mean, I did it. And I'm still alive.
Right. Well, it's cool. I'm all about that. I mean, in the show, you have a lot of strong women that just whoop ass.
Yeah.
You know, so
exactly.
So I'm glad that you got to be you're one of these characters. Now, what do you remember? What you were doing? Was it a call? Was it an email? Were you grocery shopping and they called you and you were like, hey, guess what? You're going to be in Gotham.
My agent and my manager called me. I don't remember where I was, but I was actually going through a breakup.
Ooh.
And they were like, so what's going on? And I was like, well, we're not talking anymore. And they're like, well, he's going to be jealous and he's going to want you back when he sees you on Gotham.
Oh my gosh.
Which was funny. So that's how I found out.
Wow.
They always try to make a joke out of it.
But that is awesome. So now I got to ask. So did the individual call you up and be like, hey, you want to go do lunch or something?
No, I think he realized that I was too good for him.
Oh, yeah. Forget that. You don't need that guy. What an idiot. What an idiot. So let's talk about your character, Bridget Pike.
Yeah.
While I was watching the episode earlier this week, I'm not going to lie, your wannabe brothers, stepbrothers are total douchebags. Can't stand them.
Yeah.
And you are definitely, you said it earlier, timid, shy, kind of, you know, Selena comes in and kind of talks to you a little bit. And then when you're outside crying, I was like, I just want to hug her. Where do you go? Where do you go in your mindset to like play that kind of a scene? Because it was kind of like, I don't want to say depressing, but it was kind of like you feel bad for Bridget.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard to do when you're actually being kicked around and stuff. So, but that, it just, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, luckily they were able to get that shot with the tear going down my face. But I guess you just have to think about the circumstances. I mean, if you think about it, her life is pretty shitty and she's just being thrown around and bullied, and it's, when you really think about it, it's not that hard to get worked up about, because especially when you think about women who really are experiencing that, there's a ton of domestic violence going on in this country, and it's upsetting to think about. So it wasn't really that hard to tap into, because I just had to think about the women that were actually experiencing that.
Oh, but, I know. And you know, and it's too bad. I mean, I know this is bad to say this, but it's too bad not too many women can put on a suit and just never.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
but luckily younger girls or young women can watch these episodes and they can see that if they put their mind to it and if they have the right support, they can do anything.
Well, you know what? And because of your douchebag brothers, I mean, even though I hated them in the episode, but due to that one brother blowing up, I mean, you become Firefly. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
So now.
I do.
So when it comes to, I got to ask. So, and I don't know if there's like, your agent was like, Michelle, we don't really want you messing with the blow flamethrower. Did you get to play with it? Like, did you get to like shoot it off? Is it, or what was going on with that?
Yeah. I did all my own stunts, and it's a real flamethrower on my back and it throws real fire. So I had to.
Wow.
They had to teach me how to use it and how to turn it on and off, and I had to practice it for a while because it was real, and with just the push of a button, it could turn on, and I get tackled at some point, and a lot of people's safety were at stake, but nobody got killed, and nobody got hurt, and I practiced it, and I did it, and it all worked out. I did all my own stunts.
Wow.
Except one.
Hey, I got to clap my hands for that, because I really thought you were going to be like, no, I didn't do anything. It was CGI, and I didn't do anything. But wow.
No.
You did everything.
No, that is, I did it all, and it was real fire. I mean, some of it is CGI, but there was real fire coming out of the flamethrower when we were shooting.
Oh no, there's a couple of pictures. I mean, I'm assuming it's you. That's just like it's just a flame of just fire, you know. So there's some really good shots of you doing that. now was it?
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine, Jesus from thisfunctional.com. He had to ask this to you since I told him I was going to bring up the whole fire flamethrower thing. How are you with real fire? Are you cool with it? Were you nervous with
them? No, I'm actually really afraid of fire. I've always been really afraid of fire. I used to always have recurring nightmares of my house burning down and stuff. So when I found out I was going to deal with fire, it really freaked me out. I was really, really nervous. And my costume is super cool, but I have to wear these goggles, those like bug-eyed goggles that I can't see anything through. So I had to trust everyone on set and trust that everybody was hitting their marks, and I didn't know where I was going and I couldn't see anything. So sometimes I would have to count my steps. Like, okay, if I take four steps forward, then I hit my mark, because I couldn't see anything. So the whole thing was very scary, but now I feel like I can do a lot more than I thought I could, you know.
So on the Christmas,
I can pretty much do anything.
So on the Christmas list is anyone buying you a flamethrower for Christmas? Is that on the?
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna leave that at work. Because I am a pretty clumsy person.
Okay, well, you know, yeah. Let's just keep that over there. I don't want to see anything on the news about you accidentally catching anybody on fire. That would suck. Now next week we got a new episode of Gotham. It's called By Fire. Can you tell me anything about this coming week's episode without giving anything away?
Well, at this point, at the end of the first episode, she's accidentally killed somebody. So I think in the next episode, their objective is to figure out what Bridget needs to do next, because everybody's looking for her mm-hmm. and everybody thinks that there's like a crazy firefly chick on the loose and everyone's scared. So Selena's plan is to try to get me out of town. So they're taking the steps to do that.
So in other words, you're not.
But then we end up causing trouble, though.
So you're not leaking anything out. You're pretty much saying, Mike, watch the show. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I got it. That was a great answer. I'm like, come on. That's what I saw in the commercial. Give me some juice. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm a big fan, and I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm excited to see you burn up Gotham. That's going to be really cool. I do have a question from my friend Amy McCracken from thevro.com. She has one question uh-huh. saying, let me get this piece of paper here. It says, if you could be any character in Gotham, dead or alive, male or female, and you could be that character, put a little Michelle spin on it, what person would it be?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
I know.
I think I would like to be a female companion to James Gordon. Detective James Gordon, even though it's not a part of the... wouldn't necessarily be a villain. I think it would be cool for him to have a female companion, because so often guys are cast in those roles.
Right.
Where they're the heroes and the champions, and the girls who play like the girlfriend or the friend, the goofy best friend. So I think if I could do it all over again, maybe I'd play like his sidekick companion.
You'd be his female figuring, his female version of Bullock. There you go.
Right.
I got it.
I think so.
That works. Well, I think that's it. I know you're busy. I know you got to get back to doing your stuff and everything.
No, thank you so much for having me. I hope I was able to answer all your questions.
Oh, no, everything was perfect. You love fire. You just broke up with somebody, and he's a douchebag. No, I'm just joking. No, I said it. He's an idiot. I said it. But other than that, I know that you're on social media because I follow you on Instagram and Twitter. Do you want to let the people out there know where they can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and my handle is Michelle20Milla.
Sweet.
Michelle20Milla.
Got it. And any upcoming stuff after Gotham? Are you doing any? I know you do TV and movies and Broadway. You seem like you're a very busy person. Anything in the works coming out soon?
Yeah, I have an episode on Blue Bloods coming out in a few weeks. And then I just shot an episode on the new show Limitless as well. So.
Sweet.
And that's all coming out in a few weeks, so keep an eye out for that.
Sweet, sweet. And you heard her, people. Just follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and there you go. So, once again, Michelle, and I'm going to see if I can say this right. Is it Ventimiglia?
Ventimiglia, yep.
I said it right! Yes! Woo!
You said it right. Thank you so much.
People, don't forget, you can like Gotham on Facebook at facebook.com/GothamOnFox, Twitter at Gotham. Let's see, Instagram is Gotham on Fox. And of course, all episodes of Gotham Rise of the Villains are available on Fox Now, Hulu, and Fox On Demand. You can check out foxnow.com for more information. Monday night is a new episode of Gotham, and you can see this girl catching crap on fire as Firefly. And Michelle, once again, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Have a cool Halloween. Ooh, speaking of Halloween, real fast, are they going to let you borrow the suit for Halloween? That would be cool.
I know, that would be so cool, but I don't think they're going to let me take it.
I think you should.
But maybe I'll make one from scratch.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, you know how to sew in the show. Maybe you know how to sew in real life. I don't know, Michelle. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Michelle.
I know you're going to be wearing your Firefly costume.
Oh,
right?
Yes. I'm actually going to put on a wig to be like a girl. Never mind. That sounded weird, but... But you know, I got your back, Firefly. I got you. Yeah, I got you, Michelle. I got you. So we're all good.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, have a good one, and thanks again for taking the time. And good luck with everything you do. And once again, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.